at this meeting. But after receiving some public comment, having some further discussions with staff, we'd like to discuss some potential changes with you folks look at these proposals here today. So I want to take you back to that July meeting really quick and just remind you that Chad Lehman gave us a presentation and shared some good population data with us on turkeys and also some information related to season dates and harvest and what kind of impacts that has on the turkey populations. And, you know, one of the takeaways there was, or some of the issues with having earlier start dates, and he went over some across the Midwest here and what we're looking at there, but those earlier season dates can have a tendency to disrupt breeding activities of males, and that can equate to lower nesting rates and female productivity. And then, of course, a shortage of males from harvest before that, during the breeding activity can lead to lower female productivity as well. So with the main changes that we asked you to do propose at our last meeting, and that being later season dates, what we were trying to do is shift that harvest later in the season in an effort to not disrupt that breeding activity and to allow for better nesting success and female productivity. And then also to increase that hunter satisfaction we feel that closer to that median nesting date, the gobbling is better and it's just a better experience for those hunters. So we do believe that a later season date, later season would equate to better hunter satisfaction. So really, when you look at the state as a whole and the status of our turkey populations, and again, as Chad explained at our last meeting, most of the issues that we're seeing with population numbers and productivity is in the Black Hills, and in particular, the central and northern Black Hills. So our previous recommendation addressed season dates on a statewide basis. And we do that often to keep our regulations simple and keep it simple for our customers and our hunters so that they don't have to deal with different deadlines, different season dates, and different planning efforts. When we dug back into this, and again, that's based on some of the public comment we were hearing and then also discussions with staff, we really felt that it was warranted for us to treat the Black Hills a little bit differently and focus in on that versus just applying this to the whole state. So we feel like we can do that while still keeping it pretty simple, but yet maintaining opportunity across the state. So if I could, I'd like to just jump in here and talk a little bit about the proposals that we have in front of you and kind of what changes we're asking for here. And really, when it comes down to it, what we'd like to ask you to do today is revert those changes that we asked for in the spring prairie turkey season, and then make some changes to address that Black Hills spring season to further address those productivity and population issues. And so if I can, Mr. Chairman, I'll just jump right into the proposals here.
Go ahead.
So the first proposal you have in front of you, I think it's page 38 in your booklet, but it's agenda item 9A. So this would be the Custer State Park spring wild turkey season. And what we had proposed at the last meeting was to change the start date from the second Saturday in April to the third Saturday in April. And so what we'd like to do both in Custer State Park and in the Black Hills as a whole is push that even further back. So we would ask for a start date and opening date of the fourth Saturday in April. And again, that just ensures that we're really maximizing that effort to reduce that disturbance to that breeding activity and hopefully increase productivity in these populations in the Black Hills. And so that would be the first action item that we have here is that we would need you to amend that Custer State Park spring wild turkey season change that from the second Saturday in April to the fourth Saturday in April. And those season dates, just for your information, you'd be looking at April 22nd through May 21st, 2023, and then April 27th through May 19th in 2024. I would certainly questions, Mr. Chairman.
If there are questions, we'll move the amendment for amended version first, and we can come back to questions. Entertain a motion to amend.
Hello.
Second. Motion is second to amend by Ristler and Locken. Any discussion on the amendment as proposed by Kanta? Okay, seeing none, all in favor of amending, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion to amend carries. Now we need a motion to move the proposal as amended forward.
So moved. Second.
Then a motion by Locke and second by Whitmire to move the amended proposal forward. Any discussion on that? Seeing none, all in favor, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Now, if there's questions about the amended proposal, John, I'll open it back up. They can ask you questions if they'd like from that. I don't see any, John, so if you want to keep on trucking.
Yes, sir. And something I would mention too, so with these amended proposals, that would put them, keep them open for public comment. We'd finalize that at your next meeting in October. So the next agenda item then on page 41, I believe in your booklets, would be the spring wild turkey season. And so a few more changes here just because of some of the different season dates with split seasons in some areas and then state parks having different season dates. So the first recommended change for proposal, and what you'll see that listed it as proposed change number one. So we're asking that you amend your proposal to eliminate that change to the prairie turkey season from going from that second Saturday of April.